You might be thinking that this kind of authoritarian control over your money is not going to be anything that we'll see in the future. Unfortunately, this is already implemented in the world. In China, the government is already able to program what its citizens can and cannot spend their money on. Over the last few years, they've limited millions of people's ability to buy things like train tickets, passports, and luxury goods. They're able to do this because of China's intense social credit system that links each person's identity and actions to their bank account, allowing the government to see and to control everything a citizen does with their money. And it seems like the West is paying attention. In nations like Sweden, South Africa, and Canada, trials of programmable central bank currencies are already underway. In fact, almost half of the world's nations are at some stage of implementing this kind of programmable money.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
The Federal Reserve is considering a digital dollar. The implications for privacy and freedom are frightening.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. Right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed. But they started their CBDC.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you.
Nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.